From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw, can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, the Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Coming to you live courtside for D1 Boys Championship, Buchanan, St. Joseph, ready to cap off what has been a fantastic weekend in 2026 here in downtown Fresno. It all comes down to this between the top two teams from the central section. Phil Benatti alongside Paul Metters for what should be a fantastic one between two teams, the one seed and the two seed, in Division One Boys Championship. Paul, we just saw a great D1 Girls Final, and now this is the one a lot of people wait for. Biggest crowd of the night, usually in this game, and certainly these players are hyped up, ready to go for a game like this.
Absolutely. Number two, Buchanan. Number one, St. Joe's. Right, what do you call that? Chalk, right? When the one and the two make it all the way to the championship game. How about this? Five losses between the both of these teams. 27-3 for the Bears, 30-2 for the Knights. Both these teams we followed all season. St. Joseph playing a national level schedule, traveling over 12,000 miles this year. Buchanan winning the track, only one loss. Actually, didn't do a lot of tournaments this year, kind of stayed around California. But two top-notch programs, two really good coaches. This should be a fun one tonight, Phil.
Both ones and two seeds making it to this game. And we can't wait to get it going here in a fantastic matchup, a rematch from a year ago. St. Joe's hoping to go with another Central Section Championship. Buchanan looking to win one for the first time in quite some time. So we will take a break. When we come back, we look closer at the journeys of these teams and what we can expect next on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, pregame show here on 1430 ESPN. D1 Boys Championship coming to you soon here from Celland Arena. Paul, let's look at the journeys of both of these teams as we dissect it, starting with the number one seed, St. Joseph, who got the first seed and the home court advantage the whole way. St. Joseph with a 145 win over Centennial in the first round matchup. Then in the semifinals, met a Bakersfield Christian team that gave them some trouble down at St. Joseph, winning by only 10. And now they're here again at Celland Arena. Tell me a little bit about what you know about Tom Mott's squad.
Well, I know a lot about this team. I've had a couple of really good conversations with Coach Mott over the last few weeks. I graduated last year, Tunde Yesufu, California's all-time leading scorer at the time until it got beat this year. He's having a fantastic year at Baylor. So this is post-Yesufu, but they haven't missed a beat. Only two losses on the year. They're led by the Price brothers, Malcolm and Julius. They average 21 and 20 points respectively, 4 and 5 assists as well. They are big guards, 6'3", 6'1". Julius is headed to Stanford. They also have 6'10", 6'10", 6'8", and on their front line as well. They're a talented team. They do it all, defensively, offensively, average 83 points a game.
On the flip side, Buchanan got through this postseason with maybe one of the most defensive complete performances through their run, beating Bullard 44-31, and then beating Clovis North for the third time this year, which is hard to do, and getting to this game again, which was maybe so new for this team last year Now it's a regularity here for them with Tom Orlich's squad.
Yeah, well, you said the D word, and that D word is defense, and that's what Buchanan does so well, only allowing 43 points again. They play this pack line defense. They help out. They play fundamentally. They box out. They do all the right things that makes a successful basketball team. And they got their hands full tonight. So 83 points a game average that St. Joe's does. Buchanan gives up 43. Buchanan would be very happy if they could keep them in the 60s. They got to get some scoring, though, because scoring can be a challenge for the Bears.
So Buchanan, St. Joseph, getting set to tip off here. 3 minutes to go on the clock, and we will get to tip off here momentarily on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, tip off is coming up in moments, but we get to listen in to our national anthem ahead of this D1 Division Central Section basketball game between St. Joseph and Buchanan. So let's listen in to our national anthem ahead of this matchup. Performance there. All right, we get to our starting lineups, and we start with the visiting team, the 2 seed, the Buchanan Bears, coming in with the record of 27-3, the track champions. Number 0, Jaden Anderson, the senior at 6'3". Dez Patton, number 1, the point guard at 5'9". Don't let the height fool you, though. Number 3, Josiah Perry, 6'1", sophomore. Number 24, Luke Demanby, sophomore, 6'3", and Braden Harris, the big man inside, wearing number 25. He is 6'9", a senior. What stands out about that squad and a player to watch?
Well, you mentioned Dez Patton. He's the track MVP. He's crafty. He's a point guard. He's a pest on defense. He's a distributor. Not a great shooter, but he definitely can put one down when needed. He's a clutch guy. I'm looking at Josiah Perry as well. They're going to need a big game from him. It looks like he's not starting, though, right, Phil? Braden Harris and Devin Gaines are the big guys. They're going to have to play big. They're going to have to rebound the basketball and play tough inside.
On the flip side for St. Joseph, it is going to be as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's going to be Julius Price, who is wearing number 1, the senior, 6'3". His brother, the junior, number 2, Malcolm Price. Number 3, Gunnar Morinini, senior, listed at 6'1". Abdul Barre, the 6'10 senior, wearing number 4, and the 6'8 sophomore, Williams Sacre, the forward position. That is your starting five for Tom Mott. What stands out that a player to watch for St. Joseph?
Well, that's a big lineup, right? That looks like a number 4 ranked team in the state of California. I mentioned the Price brothers and some of the big guys. Morinini is a really good player. We've seen him play on this big stage. Coach Tom Mott loves the kid. He's a Swiss Army knife, does a little bit of everything. And I circled the wrong guy, Phil. Josiah Perry is starting, but I need to mention Devin Gaines because he's going to come off the bench. He's their second tallest player. So along with Braden Harris at 6'9", they're going to need Gaines when he comes into the basketball game to do his job, especially on the defensive side.
As we get closer to this tip, and Paul, you look around the stands, great crowd as always. Yep. The who's who of basketball in the central section and everywhere else are here for this one tonight, Paul. It's a hot ticket. It's one, almost feels like a reunion for a lot of folks who are close to the sport of basketball.
Yeah, that's a great word. That's how I view this weekend at Sellen Arena, the final event. See a lot of people across the way from us, a lot of important people, dignitaries as I call them. It's been a great 2 days of basketball. The fans have been fantastic. Buchanan, as always, we've seen them all season. The student section has been the best, in my opinion, that I've seen all year. And they brought the band, Phil. How cool is that?
We haven't had many.
Orosi brought their band and Buchanan.
So you'll hear Buchanan's band, and now we will see St. Joseph's lineup come out. So, Paul, in relation to these two teams and the way they play, St. Joseph's height, Buchanan's ability to defend, what are we going to see break through in this game between both teams in terms of the keys?
Well, I talked to Coach Tom Mott before the game, or actually on my show earlier. Last year, the assignment was different defensively for St. Joe's. Connor Sheets was such a great scorer for the Bears. They really focused their attention on him last year, and it worked. This year, Buchanan, more depth to their team. They usually have a different score every game, so there's not one guy they can key on. Team defense is going to be huge for St. Joseph in this one. Buchanan, a little more dynamic offensively as far as sharing the basketball. No Connor Sheets this year. So, the Bears, they're going to have to hit some three-pointers, and I'm looking at a player like Luke Demambi, only a sophomore. He's going to have to hit some shots to really open up the court and open up the floor for the Bears.
The lineups have been announced. Both teams in their final huddles, final conversations. It's all about the play now, Paul. The preparation will far too long for these teams. How about a 9-day wait to get to this one?
Right.
And now they're just moments away from finally tipping it off for the B1 title. It's Harris versus Sacre, 6'9 versus 6'8 in the middle for the tip. 8 minutes on the clock. As we are ready for the D1 boys final and to finish it off here at Sellen Arena, Buchanan, St. Joseph underway, and the ball tipped to Julius Price as St. Joseph will start it with Morinini. Morinini dribbling, now handing it over to Malcolm Price. Inside to Julius Price, back out to Malcolm. Now over to Morinini, to Julius at the baseline, guarded tightly by Perry. Julius, dribble, kick, corner. Morinini, three-pointer on its way, no good. Fight for the rebound, offensive board as Barre gets underneath it, but harassed, ball still on the floor. He's trying to pick it up. Harris on top of him, and Barre able to muscle it in on the left side.
Already an offensive rebound for St. Joe's. Can't allow those opportunities. You grab your can. You got to rebound the basketball off of the first shot.
Patton over to Harris. Harris back over to Anderson now on the near side. Anderson to Harris at the top of the arc. He's holding the basketball, but now puts it to the floor on the right side. Now Des Patton drives in over to Anderson. Anderson peels back, kick out Patton. Patton drives, looking for some space. Votes in left side, gets it over the towers inside.
Well, the two. There's a crafty point guard putting it up with his left hand. Nice shot.
Malcolm Price now dribbling. Guarded by Patton over to Morinini, who's guarded by Demambi. Morinini holding the basketball, now puts it to the floor. Crossover. Now over to Malcolm Price. Price steps back looking for a pass. Over to Morinini. Morinini flies in, hands it to Sacre, who's short on the shot. Gets an all's rebound. And a miss inside for Sacre. Buchanan with the rebound now. Anderson to the corner to Mamambi. Over to Harris at the top, now swinging it around to the other side is Patton now holding the basketball. Now he dribbles with Morinini on him, directing the offense. Almost 2 minutes into this basketball game. 2-2, the tie. Patton drives in, kick out. Harris, long man, three, on its way, no good. Fight for the rebound as goes to Price. Malcolm Price, that is. Driving in, splits the defense. Ball deflected off his leg and goes Buchanan direction.
Well, Patton got beat on that play, but didn't give up. Slapped it from behind and went off a Malcolm's leg.
To Mamby's open on the three-pointer on its way, short, missed it. Little lackadaisical on the defense from St. Joseph there. Malcolm Price over to the corner, Morinini, and now dribbles right hand, now gets it over to Price. Malcolm Price taking the screen, he dribs baseline, looking to pass back out. Morinini open three, left side, no good, short. Offensive rebound goes to Barre, but it's an over the back.
Anderson did a decent job of boxing out. He didn't jump after the rebound. He still got the over the back call. And St. Joseph, they're not going to do anything fancy on defense. They're just going to play straight man-to-man, wait till Buchanan dribbles the ball past the half court.
And the Perry back to Patton. Patton guarded by Morinini. Screen set by Harris. Patton looking as he drives and kicks over to Anderson. Anderson now gets to the free throw line, back to Patton. Patton, two-point shot, and he's fouled as Morinini got his arm.
There we go.
Indicated the wrong player, and clarify it there as it's a foul to Gunnar Morinini.
And Morinini, he's got some height. 6'1", few inches on Patton.
First free throw, no good for Patton.
I think it was on the follow-through on the shot.
Second free throw. As Patton waits for the basketball. 5:11 to go, 2-2.
How about those green shoes? St. Joseph, all green. St. Patrick's
looking sharp, huh? Patton, one for two, trip from the line. 3-2, Buchanan leads. Here comes Julius. Julius dribbling, guarded by Perry. Julius over to Malcolm. Malcolm. Deflected pass finds Barre. Barre. Handing it to Malcolm. Malcolm step back three-pointer on its way. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Extra little bounce. Deflected back into an offensive board for Barre, and he is fouled on the putback. So you see the roll of the rim there, Paul, affecting the ability to rebound for Buchanan. And
yeah,
they mistimed it.
The mistiming, that's exactly right. Thought it was going to roll in, and then it rolled out. St. Joseph was able to corral it. How about that girls' game, Phil?
A remarkable performance from Clovis. Air ball, free throw from Abdul Barre, and that's not what you do in front of the Buchanan student section back
not
there.
At all.
That's right in front of him. They're going to let him know.
See a lot of what? Patriotic hats. The red, white, and blue from Buchanan.
0 for 2 trip. The Buchanan student section may be getting an assist there. Still 3-2 Buchanan. Patton getting it to Harris. Harris holding the basketball at the top of the arc. Getting it over to Anderson. Now he peels back. He's tripped and he's fouled. Looked like Sacre was the one that got him. We'll check the number.
What Buchanan's going to do offensively is they're going to set a lot of screens. They're going to have high pick and rolls. Try to create offense off of that. They're not going to be too quick on the shot clock. Going to try to slow down St. Joseph.
Godson Ayita checking in for Abdul Barre. Another 6'10 man off the bench for St. Joseph.
Ooh.
Looked like Patton moved on the inbound, but no call there. It's an inbound to Perry, and now Patton with the basketball at the top. Screened by Harris. Patton dribbles right side. Now he dribbles baseline. Kick out Perry. Three-pointer on the way. Short. Rebound goes to Barre. Sacre, excuse me. Malcolm Price up ahead to Morinini, back to Malcolm. Malcolm going to step into a three-pointer from the top of the arc and knocks it down. Knights with the lead.
Yeah, pretty shot. Just run dribble, floating to your left. All net.
Patton over to Anderson. Anderson drives, kick out Harris. Harris over to Perry. Perry going to set up another three-pointer. No good off the top of the... Wow, it almost rolled back in. It was a high deflection up at the top, but did not go down. Now other side, St. Joseph swinging it around, finding Julius Price for another three.
Yeah, Buchanan's got to rotate over. They got to find the shooters. He was way too open on that possession.
8-3 lead now for the Knights. Patton kick out Harris. He's going to try a three-pointer. No good again. A little drought now for the Bears. Here comes Malcolm Price up ahead, inside, Ayita laying it up. 10-3 Knights with 3:15 to go in this first quarter. Horlich allowing this team to try to fight through it at this moment. Harris holding the basketball. Handing it to Patton. Patton peels around the screen, drives inside, looking for someone to pass it to. Turnaround jumper blocked by Morinini. And nowhere to go. Here comes Morinini with the Knights. Flying in, right side layup. He's fouled. No good. He'll have two free throws. Coach Orlich trying to get his team, well, his team through this kind of drought right now, Paul.
Yeah, you know, I haven't hit a three-pointer yet. Bad opportunities. St. Joseph sagging a little bit. Nothing's falling yet from the outside. That was going to be one of the keys to the game in this one. They got to be hitting from the outside if they're going to beat this St. Joe's team.
Morinini knocks down the first. The foul went to Jaden Anderson. Checking in is Bernardo Geronimo. And also get Carter Finley in for Luke DeManby. Looks like Elijah Ormond is going to check in for Morinini if he makes a shot for St. Joe's. And Morinini does. And here comes Elijah Ormond up the bench for St. Joseph. 12-3 Knights. Who's on a 12-3 run to start this game, huh? That's easy to say.
Fair point, yeah.
2:40 to go in this first quarter. Josiah Perry. Guarded by Malcolm Price over to Harris, swinging it over to Anderson. Anderson trying to drive baseline, hard layup, good on the left side. He took it right to Elijah Ormond.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Just a powerful layup on the left side.
Malcolm Price trying to get around the corner, floater, no good. The fight for the offensive board, ball is loose right by the three-point arc. Malcolm, Julius Price picks it up though. He gets it over to Atiyya. Takes it back to Ormond. Ormond floats in, Ayita. Gets the and one layup on the left side. Godson Ayita, the 6'10 junior, too much inside there. Jaden Anderson's second foul there, so something to watch with two quick fouls in this first quarter.
That was one of the concerns for Buchanan, is rebounding the basketball. Obviously, St. Joe's with a massive height advantage. You're going to have to box out. You're going to have to go after every rebound as strong as you can. These St. Joseph players are big and strong themselves.
Ayita converts the three-point play. It's a 10-point lead in this first quarter, 2 minutes ago, 15-5. St. Joseph leads. Jaden Anderson holding the basketball. Dangerous pass to Perry. Perry kicked back out to Harris. Harris, who fakes the handoff to Finley, gets it back to Anderson at the top of the arc. He's dribbling on Ormond. Now gets it to Patton. Patton back to Anderson. Anderson, three-pointer. Triples the time. Big shot there for the Bears. 130. Here comes Julius Price floating in. Does not get it to go up the glass. Here comes Buchanan the other way. Anderson will hold it back, though. Now he crosses the timeline. Gets into the front court. Over to the right side to Patton. Patton. Dribbling inside, now pass back out, Harris. Harris, three-pointer, that
got
floats
it.
In. Back-to-back threes now for Buchanan. Cuts it to four. There comes Malcolm Price. Turnaround two-point jumper, pretty off the glass.
Yeah, both the Price brothers are just, they're so physical, they're so strong.
As we get a timeout from Tom Orlich with 58 seconds to go in this first quarter, we'll take it with him. 17-10, St. Joseph leads over Buchanan on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M2.
All right, just a minute, a little under a minute to go in this first quarter. 17-10, St. Joseph leads, and Paul, we saw a couple shots knocked down from Buchanan to kind of get him back into it. But as you're saying, St. Joseph, those Price brothers, they can hit shots from a lot of different spots on the court.
Well, there is an advantage strength-wise, height-wise. Julius at 6'3", Malcolm at 6'1". But their dribbles are just so powerful, right? Their legs are strong as well. trying to make a sub? Is that what's going on?
I think there's a confusion as Jaden Anderson's going to sit for this quarter. I don't think he knew he was going to get taken out here, but we have now five Buchanan Bears on the court. So, to close on this first quarter, Buchanan down six early. Patton passed back out to Harris. Harris handing it off to Peyton Sheets, who comes to this basketball game. Passed it to Mamby. It's deflected, though, and here comes St. Joseph the other way. It's Julius Price over to Malcolm. Malcolm straightaway three-pointer. That goes down. 20-11, St. Joseph leads. Shot clock turned off. Buchanan can hold for the last shot of this quarter. Dez Patton dribbling with it. Yarded by Geronimo. Calling out the offense. Gets it over to Peyton Sheets. Sheets over to Harris. Harris back over to Demambi on the other side now. 9 seconds to go in this first quarter. Patton with the basketball. Puts it to the floor. Geronimo spins. Now left side baseline. Kick out. Demambi. The high arching three is well short and no good. St. Joseph leads 20-11 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to the D1 Boys Championship on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, 20-11, St. Joseph leads over Buchanan. Buchanan's hit some shots, but it's been tough on the defensive end. 20 points. I got to imagine they've not given up many 20-point first quarters in their season this year.
No, you're absolutely right. And the number that stands out in that first quarter is the 7 offensive rebounds that Buchanan gave up, gave St. Joseph a couple second-chance opportunities. But, yeah, defensively, they're just so hard to focus on.
Patton, though, is Buchanan with the opening possession in this second quarter. Demambi, guarded by Price. It's Malcolm Price on him. Kick back out Perry. Perry peels around the screen. Over to Harris on the backside. Good layup there.
Yeah, good read by Perry.
7-point lead for St. Joseph in their first offensive set. Morinini going to run the point here. Over to Malcolm. Malcolm inside to Julius. Julius floating it up on an alley-oop attempt as Sacre went over a defender and the ball deflected out on the miss there. And we'll go Buchanan possession. Didn't look like it was open for a play, but Sacre almost was able to go above.
Yeah,
fly high there.
I think he jumped right over Demami almost.
So here comes Patton, who's been so tremendous for this Buchanan team. He's a senior guard, guarding the offense here. Morinini on him. Dribbling, peels back. Now gets it to Perry. Perry at the top of the arc, swinging it over to Finley. Finley flies in high, a wild shot off the glass, no good. Here comes St. Joseph with Julius Price with the basketball. Price getting it over to his brother Malcolm. Malcolm dribbling baseline, pull-up jumper on the baseline. Shot was affected and a foul as Demambi got him on the follow-through, according to the referee. That's Demambi's second. So, first team foul for Buchanan in this quarter. Two free throws for Malcolm Price.
And you could tell that both teams have a little more depth the last couple years for St. Joe's. They've really relied on their top five. Buchanan, more depth this season. Trying to keep guys fresh. I think Patton's played the entire game so far. Yep.
Finley,
so is Harris.
Finley checks out. Jaden Anderson back in with the two fouls. So Demambi and Anderson with two fouls early in the second quarter. First free throw is good. Malcolm Price hits both of his free throws. The lead up to 9 for the Knights. Patton across the timeline. Now up ahead to Finley. Finley getting it to Anderson. Thought about the three. Drives left side, but Sacre is so large. Gets him on the block there.
And recovers it.
Morinini up ahead. He gets it to the corner. 2-3-pointer. Malcolm Price knocks it down with the space. 25-13. Knights now extend the lead here over Buchanan. Perry. Going to get it to Patton, who gets it over to Demambi, but he's guarded tightly by Price. Patton over to Anderson. Anderson with some Dribbling right side, kick out. Perry can't shoot the three. Good tight contest from St. Joseph. Patton now with the basketball at the top of the arc. He's fouled with seven on the shot clock as Morinini reached in. It's his second.
Yeah, it's tough, right, Buchanan? When they think they could drive through the basket, the help side, right? There's 6'8", 6'10", helping. They got to dribble back out or pass the ball back out. They have not seen this type of height at all this season, have the Bears.
Bernardo Geronimo in for Morinini. Inbound for Buchanan, gets to Manby. Manby, three-pointer. It's well short, no good on the turnaround shot. Now here comes Julius Price the other way in transition. Ball poked away to Manby, but he cannot contain it. He gets it up to Perry as Perry's going to shoot a three-pointer in transition. No good. Rebound goes to Sacre. Sacre up her head to Julius Price. Over to Malcolm Price. Three-pointer, no good.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
Here comes a follow-up dunk from William Sacre.
You don't see too many follow-up dunks after a three-point shot. Kind of wowed the crowd a little bit.
27-13, St. Joseph extending this lead. Patton back out. Harris, another three straight away. No good. Long rebound goes to Patton. Patton will reset the offense here. Guarded by Geronimo. Over to Perry. Perry inside Harris. Harris guarded by Barre. Harris getting some space. Turnaround hook shot short on the rim. No good. Here comes St. Joseph again. Looking to extend this run. Julius Price on its way. No good on the right side three-pointer. And a foul underneath will go the way of Buchanan on a hold. As it's going to be Braden Harris who held underneath on the rebound attempt. So St. Joseph will retain possession.
Dom giving the referee some of his thoughts on that. Is like, how can we be called for a foul on the defensive side on the rebound? When they
we got some blood on the jersey of William Sacre, so they're going to try to clean that up. He's got 20 seconds to get it off.
Oh, is that what he said?
The ref, yeah, 20 second timer. If he can't get it off in 20 seconds, he can't come in the game.
How are they counting down?
Well, this will be fascinating. Let's see if we get the pitch change here for William Sacre, who just rattled the rim off a 3-point attempt.
I think we're approaching about 6 seconds. And there's the buzzer.
And they need to sub him out. Oh, no, they got him in just in time here,
all
Paul.
Right, all right.
Just in time.
We've learned a couple things at Selden Arena, right? The backcourt violation went off of another player, and now you get 20 seconds.
Julius Price, catch and shoot three, rattles away. But here comes William Sacre, but the ball's knocked away by Perry. Perry was able to get in there on the offensive board from Sacre. Now here comes the Bears the other way. Patton with the basketball. Dribbles in under the key and no good as he was blocked away on the layup attempt. Fight for the basketball as Malcolm Price comes up ahead. And we got a foul as Malcolm Price passed it over to Julius Price. But Price, the Malcolm variety, was contacted. That's Luke DeMambi's third foul. On that play there, Paul.
Finish it!
Williams Sacre has to come out now.
Yeah, the game is just really fast out there with these big athletes. Got to think and move just a half a step quicker than you think you can.
Julius Price back out to Malcolm. Malcolm to Aida, who's into this game again. Peeling around the screen as Malcolm Price misses the three. Aida gets the offensive board, but he's called for the foul as he went over the back, his first. Godson Aida commits his first foul there.
And he's not a skinny 6'10", listed at 230.
Here's Dez Patton now. He's stuck at this 14-point deficit.
Shot clock.
Shot clock did not start when Dez Patton was dribbling up, so they got to reset here. They're going to put 29 on the shot clock. 4 minutes to go in this second quarter, 27-13. We've been kind of stuck at this score for about a minute now. In this D1 boys final, Jaden Anderson backcourt pass to Dez Patton as he now reels around and gets set for this offensive possession for the Bears. Need some points here. get back into this basketball game. Anderson dribbles around the right side, takes the contact, no good. Block from Julius Price. Good straight-up defense from the Knights. Coming the other way, transition. Geronimo loses it. Out of bounds, it was poked away from Buchanan. And so it'll stay St. Joseph and basketball.
Now Julius is bleeding right at on his chin after blocking the shot.
So we got more blood, and Julius Price really got some blood all over his chin there, and it's dripping on his jersey. So he's got a lot of change. He's got a lot to clean up there, Paul.
Get rewarded with the block. You get a little blood on your chin that's dripping down. And what he did defensively that I like is he went straight up. He didn't follow through. Blocked it at the top.
It must have been on the contact then.
I think so, yeah.
He's got to clean up the jersey, though. Right? It's all over his jersey, bro.
Maybe not. Yeah, there you go. Got to go.
Yeah, no, it's all over his
And his undershirt. His white
Maybe on the black uniforms you could not you can get away it. With it, but on these white jerseys for St. Joseph, you can't. We got a full timeout as Tom Ott's going to try to get that jersey cleaned up. We'll take it with him. 27-13, 3:39 to go in this second quarter on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. Action in the second quarter. Julius Price has to sit out until his jersey's cleaned and his chin is all cleaned up from a bloody mess. Orinini's back in. Elijah Ormond in for St. Joseph. Might have some blood on the court, too. I think we're going to look for that. So a little bit of a delay here, Paul. It's kind of a gritty basketball game in the second quarter between both teams, but we get back to it now. Morini looks to inbound for St. Joseph. Getting it to Malcolm Price. Price, pass back out Morini. Swings it over to Ormond. Ormond finding Price. Right side three-pointer short off the front iron. Anderson get the rebound. Anderson looking for someone to pass it to. Finds Perry in the corner. Perry fakes the shot, drives in. Ball is knocked away, though, and it's going to find a loose ball to Morini. Up ahead, Price. Price flies in and gets the right-handed layup to go. Now it's Dez Patton with this Buchanan Bear team. Over to Anderson. Anderson faked the three. Now steps over to this other side and takes the three, no good. Rebound St. Joseph.
It's just so tough, Phil, to get anything inside driving to the hoop against this really big St. Joseph team.
Kick out. Geronimo, three, no good. Offensive board goes to Ormond. Ormond trying to find a pass inside, can't get it to go as Buchanan deflects it away, and now they have possession. Patton now setting up with 2:37 to go in this D1 Boys Championship. 29-13, St. Joe's leads. Harris backing down Aida, trying to get some space.
There
good
go.
Left-handed shot off the glass.
I like
from
that.
Braden Harris underneath.
Yeah, nice patience. Pivoted towards the basket. Went all the way around on the left-hand side, laid it up with his left.
Kills a scoring drought of at least 2 minutes for Buchanan.
The first bucket of the second
Aida
quarter.
Aida trying to do the same thing to Harris. Gets the left-handed shot, no good. Second attempt, no good. Ball is loose, and Buchanan able to pick it up. Finley back to Anderson. Over to Patton. As Patton gets set up here. Geronimo on him. Right side, drives now, stops, turns around, gets it over to Anderson, kick over to Finley. Finley dribbling right side over to Perry. Perry back to Patton, inside Harris with 13 on the clock. Backing down Aida again. Pass back out. Anderson, three-pointer. It's going to be off on the left side. No good. Offensive board attempt, and Aida knocked it out of bounds, so it'll stay Buchanan Bears with a new shot clock.
Here's Julius. Got a couple Band-Aids on his chin.
So the blood cleaned up for Julius Price. I don't know what they put in those sprays, Paul, that just wipes away blood on those white jerseys, but got to have some of that in the house. All right, 1:38 to go, inbound. Anderson over to Patton, swinging around to Mambi. Tamambi hesitates on the shot, gives it to Anderson. Anderson drives high off the glass, and he's fouled as William Sacre leaned into him a little bit there. And it's A second foul for William Sacre. Two shots for Jaden Anderson.
And coaching staff for St. Joe's didn't like that call. They thought that their guy went straight up. But that was a pretty strong move by Anderson.
First free throw good.
He's well put together too, 6'3", 185. And to get those types of calls, you got to go strong to the basket. I felt like he did.
Peyton Sheets back into this basketball game. Also our first look at Carden Sweeney, who's in. Second free throw for Anderson, no good. Sweeney fighting for the rebound. He gets it over Sacre. Gets it over to Anderson. Anderson to Sheets. Sheets three-pointer. Well off to the left side, no good. Rebound St. Joseph. 29-16 with 1:16 to go in the D1 Boys Championship. Malcolm Price dribbling on Sweeney. Dribble right side. Picks up his dribble, gets it over to Julius Price. Julius Price, double teamed at the top of the arc. Peels back, gets it over to Geronimo. Steps into a long two, fight for the rebound. Sacre went over the top, that's his third. Going to have to get him out of there, William Sacre, the sophomore, 6'8". But with 55 seconds to go, Buchanan trying to cut into this. Get it a little closer, and then you can talk about it and regroup at the halftime buzzer. Got a stoppage here.
Pretty nice when you got to replace 6'8", or you get to replace 6'8" with 6'7".
They just reload, don't they? St. Joseph does. Yeah.
A big international flavor, obviously, with these guys and Price brothers playing for the Swedish national team. And they were youngsters.
Julius Price trying to keep that bandage on. All right, back to play. Dez Patton with some steam. Now he's going to step into a three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Offensive board goes to Buchanan as Peyton Sheets threw it back and it was deflected out of bounds off of Geronimo. So it stays Buchanan basketball.
Well, this is big, right? We've talked about this a few times in Sound Arena. It's the three-point shots. It's so difficult to shoot here, but if you can hit one, close the gap, right? I mean, that's big. They're down 13. If they hit a three, they could get it to 10 and then hopefully get it under double digits.
Blocked away by Malcolm Price on Dez Patton driving in. Now here comes Julius Price stepping through. Layup attempt and one! With the bloody bandage and all. No fear from Julius Price.
He is just so tough to stop, right? You get him to turn. And we'll just turn the other way. It's so tough to steal the basketball away from him or knock it out or disrupt him. He's got what a lot of people in the basketball term say. He's got a bag, right? He's got a lot of different moves.
To convert the three-point play and gets it to roll in. Good. One possession left for Buchanan if they want to. With the shot clock turned off, 23 on the game clock, down 16, 32-16 the score here. St. Joseph leads. Patton contacted, no call. He dribbles over to the right side, kick out Anderson. He dribbles over to the left side, two-pointer, long shot, no good. St. Joe's got some time here, 5 seconds as Malcolm Price with some speed ahead. He's fouled right before that shot. And it was going to be the free throws anyway. It's the 15th foul. As Perry got him right high in the face of the arm there. Julius Price pumped up a little bit. Scared the ref.
Scared me a little bit.
So Malcolm Price looking to convert the first one and does. One more free throw. That's it. 33-16, 1.3 to go to cap off what has been a dominant first half for St. Joseph in this D1 championship. Another one, good. Subbing in Godson Aida. He'll come in for Abdul Barre. And Buchanan, we'll see what they run here. Up ahead, Perry. Perry fires the three-pointer. Halftime, half court, no good. And that is your halftime buzzer. 34-16 Buchanan down on St. Joseph's here. St. Joseph leading here in the D1 Boys Championship. Halftime next on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the foundation at FCOE.
All right, 34-16, your halftime score. St. Joseph leading over Buchanan in the D1 Boys Championship. But we are pleased to be joined by a special guest here at the half, one of the honorees of the Lifetime Achievement Award, Bob Von Webb, here on 1430. Pleasure to be joined by you, sir. Congratulations on the honor, and good to have you here on the airwaves. How are we doing?
Well, thank you for having me. You know, that this award means that I'm just the old fart, right? It's been a long time. I've been doing this a long time, but thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, come on. You're much more than that. I mean, you're a local celebrity here. People stopping you, taking pictures, right? When I talk about Selling Arena, though, I talk about it's a reunion. You run into people that you've met over the years, and you catch up with them. It's just a great, and basketball has so many different connections,
and
you've met so many people along your way. Just how fun of a time has it been for you to catch up and see old friends?
I tell you, it's the greatest thing in the world. My wife, she's from Dallas, right, and so she's here tonight, and it's overwhelming to her. Because she didn't realize, basketball, we've covered a lot of things in this area, right? We've done a lot of good things in basketball, and I've been blessed. Had some great teams, great coaches, everybody, great people supporting me. She could not believe the number of people that have come up and like you said, take pictures, say hi, and give me a hug, and talk. And she's like, oh, my God, babe. I was like, well, I said, it was a long time. I said, I started in Fresno in 1989,
right.
And so I've touched a lot of people, and a lot of people have been – touch me, so it's like, it's been great. It's just great.
What memories come to mind when you're in this building back again, all the high school memories and obviously with everything, and what comes to mind when you come back into this building?
I'm going to tell you, for this building, when Tark was here and I had Demetrius Porter and Chris Jeffries both playing for Coach Tarkanian, I had to come every game, every game. One game in particular, Demetrius and Chris were here, and Shamel Starworth, that played for me, was at USF. And Shamel came in, and he ended up scoring like 33 or something like that and hit the game-winning shot and beat Fresno State.
Right.
That, I'll never forget that, because Shamel always said, Coach, they didn't recruit me, so I'm going to let them know how I feel about it, right? At that point, I was like, you did your thing, my man. It's been right here in this building. I'll never forget it. For me, it's the greatest memory because I was so happy for him. I felt bad for Meech and Chris, but that's how it goes, though.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. So when you first found out that you were going to be honored here at Selland Arena, like, how did you receive it? Like, what kind of things floated through your mind when you're going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award and be celebrated here at Selland?
Honestly, Bob Barnett called me. Bob says, Von, I'm calling you because I want you to understand something. He goes, I really feel that we should have done something for you before. And I said, Bob, let me tell you something. Life is life, man. We just keep going, right? We do what we do. But when he told me about the award, I said, I'm so honored. I was so honored. And I had friends fly in here, guys, from Midwest, up north. Guys drive up from Vegas, L.A., come to this thing tonight. And it was just the greatest thing ever, right? And I just felt great because Fresno's home to me, right? And so for me to be honored here at home, and I have a lot of friends in the stands, it was beautiful. It was the greatest thing ever.
What do you think of the basketball this weekend that you've seen? You've been around some of the basketball that you've been able to take in. What do you think of what you've seen so far this weekend and how it's played out?
I'm going to tell you something. I think that Clovis High is a team to be reckoned with.
Right.
I'm going to tell you. I sat there and watched those guys, man, and I was totally impressed. Not because they won by so many and they flipped the script on Atascadero, but it was the way that they did it. I always preach mentality. I always say your mentality perpetuates your reality.
Right.
Right? And those guys, their mentality, their approach to that game, they came out and they were playing as hard as they could. And they didn't make shots early, but they kept playing. which is a tribute to Lee Mayberry and his staff. Those guys came ready to play. Love that. I'm impressed by this St. Joe's team because they're just talented.
Right.
They're talented. And people always say, well, you know, Vaughn, you had a bunch of talented teams. Yeah, but as a coach, you still got to teach them. You still have to get them to work together. You still got to get them to understand that we got to leave everything on that court, you know, when we're done. And those guys are doing it. Clovis High did it. The Clovis West girls, they did it. I went and told Coach. I said, hey, Coach, congratulations. Now, Cooper Steele is I'm a friend of the family, and I felt bad for him. But those girls came with it.
Right.
And when they come with it, good things happen.
Well, Coach, it's been, you know, I've followed your career for a long time. We had a good conversation on my show a couple years ago as well. You are a treasure of the Valley. Your teams are phenomenal to watch. You mentioned playing defense. Your teams never took any possessions off. It didn't matter what the score was as well. So, hey, so good to see you. This honor is much well-deserved as well. Always great to see you in this fancy old suit as well, man.
I'm trying to keep up with you, man. You know,
come on.
Listen, he had me on his show a couple years ago, and I never forget. This is my guy right here because he's a good guy. You know, good people are good people.
Of course.
Right? So, and I appreciate you for having me and having me here tonight. Very good to meet you.
Very good to meet you,
too. And I'm just happy. I'm happy and love to see this right here. Love to see this right here. This is a great situation.
Well, Vaughn, we'll get you to enjoy the rest of the second half and the rest of this basketball. Appreciate you swinging on by and chatting with our listeners here.
Can I say one other thing?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Guys, I speak around the country now. I lost my son 3 years ago to a fentanyl poisoning. I speak around the country to schools, districts, teams, organizations. And my nonprofit is called Stay Shaded. And it's Stay Shaded because my son and I used to say to each other before we got off the phone, stay shaded, son, stay cool, stay handling your business. He said, stay shaded, pop. It means handling your business, take care of business, do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
I want to try to get this awareness out to these kids that it's so important not to put yourself in those situations, making bad decisions and taking chances and messing with. There's a lot of drugs out here, guys.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that's what I do now. And I'm trying to bring the awareness out and put it out there and let everybody know what's going on. Just want you guys to know that. And I appreciate you for letting me come on.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. We know your work has been phenomenal with Stay Shaded and the nonprofit organization. A lifetime achievement honor here and an honor to have you on 1430. Vaughn, appreciate it as always.
My pleasure, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, brother.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with second half next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right. Big thanks to Vaughn Webb for joining us at the halftime. St. Joseph leading 34-16 over Buchanan. And now second half underway with St. Joseph in action. Baseline jumper.
Wow.
Will Malcolm Price rising up and knocking down the shot. He's the leading scorer with 17, now 19 points on the night for the Knights as they go up by 20.
And that is the younger brother of Julius. Julius the senior, Malcolm the junior, scored 17 in that first half. Now, you want to know what a Division I looking jump shot is. That was it right there. It was beautiful.
Perry rising up, though, with the two-point shot. And he answers it with a bucket.
Yeah, Perry held scoreless in the first half.
Right for the basketball, and rolling out of bounds is Anderson, and she was on the floor, so it stays with St. Joseph.
Well, one of the stats, Phil, at halftime that tells one of the stories is St. Joseph with 12 offensive rebounds. That was one of the keys to the game for Buchanan. They got to keep them off the glass. They didn't in that first half, and that's why they're down.
Total boards doubling them up there. We got a five-second violation from St. Joseph as Julius Price couldn't get it in. So there's a little bite from the Buchanan Bear
defense.
There
you go. Yep.
Got to take this deficit in chunks if you're Tom Orlich's team. Down 18 with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Patton dribbling right, now left. Over to Perry. Perry catch and shoot three, knocks it down. So the Bears cutting it to 15 now. A couple Josiah Perry buckets. He was scoreless in the first half, and he knocked it out as he was diving for the basketball, fighting it with Julius Price there.
Come out fired up. I like it.
Julius Price trying to get it in. Now gets it to Malcolm Price. Malcolm over to Marinini. Marinini meets the double team in the corner. Pass back over to Price. Price on its way straight away. Three knocks it down. Malcolm Price. 39-21. St. Joseph leading in this D1 boys championship game. Patton over to Anderson. Anderson swinging to the corner to Mamby. Three on its way short. Harris with the offensive board. On Barre. Barre blocks it away. Here comes St. Joseph the other way. Julius Price losing it momentarily. A wild shot layup attempt. No good. It went off to Mamby as he affected the shot. So it'll stay St. Joseph possession. Malcolm into Julius. Giving it to Malcolm, who peels out in the corner. Three no good. Here comes Buchanan the other way. Up ahead, Perry. Perry, pull-up two-pointer. No good off front iron. Morinini with the rebound. Here comes Julius Price now across the timeline over that City of Fresno crest in the middle of this basketball court here at Cellin Arena in downtown Fresno. Morinini handing it to Malcolm Price. Ooh. And it's right in front of Des Patton, who's going to steal it away. His speed up ahead, up and under. No good. He felt Julius Price behind him, and now he's going to foul him on the backside. So maybe a little frustration foul from Des Patton.
Yeah, I think so.
But the footsteps may have got him from Julius Price there behind him.
I agree. Price did a good job of making it difficult. Des tried to go up and under. I've seen that a few times too. Again, ball just bouncing off the rim and coming off pretty hot.
And now to St. Joseph as they regain possession after the foul. Poked away is Perry. Perry falls though as Malcolm Price gathers it. Now over Price again. Price to Price for the three-pointer. The lead up to 21 now for the Knights. Patton peeling around left side. He's fouled as Malcolm Price shoved him.
Still John going back and forth between Perry and Julius Price. Good old-fashioned competition.
Get set to inbound here as Josiah Perry over to Harris. Handing it off Perry. No, he keeps it himself. Now passes back out Patton. Patton with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Gets it over to Demambi, and Demambi can't handle it and dribbles it off his foot. Had a rough night for Luke Demambi.
Yeah, it kind of has. Only three turnovers in the first half, so Buchanan's done a good job of taking care of the basketball. That one was unforced.
Godson Iyeda, pass back over to Morinini in the corner. Does not go. Rebound attempt, Sacre. Sacre falls, though, as the ball was loose, and Anderson able to grab it. Anderson going coast to coast. Blocked behind by Iyeda. There's Demambi. He's going to pass back out to Patton. Patton over to Demambi in the corner. Three on its way. Short. Rebound to William Sacre and St. Joseph. Comes Julius Price. Pull up three-pointer in the right wing. Knocks it down. And a timeout from Tom Mott as the lead balloons to 24 with 4:22 to go in this third quarter. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
From the roll.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the foundation at FCLE.
All right, the Knights been on a little bit of a run here. 45-21, and it's been a three-point performance from the Price brothers in this third quarter that have extended this lead and have frustrated Buchanan on the other end.
Yeah, they're just such a good basketball team. Price brothers are intense. They don't take plays off. They just know how to win basketball games.
Buchanan will inbound with 4:22 to go in this third quarter. Bears rematching with St. Joseph in this championship from a year ago. As good going here. Des Patton dribbling it across the half court. Bounce pass to Harris. Harris swinging it over to Demambi. Demambi back to Perry. Over to Demambi in the corner. He's holding the basketball. They get over to Patton, back to Mdamambi in the corner. Mdamambi getting it to Anderson, who now cuts in. Now pass to Perry in the corner, step back three-pointer, no good. Offensive board, no. To Harris, it goes to Price. Julius Price. Up ahead, St. Joseph. Morinini, kind of a weird, awkward loss of the ball there, but it finds Malcolm Price. Now Julius Price on the other side with a pass from Aida. Layup good for St. Joseph. Dez Patton trying to break this scoreless spell for the Bears. The right side kick out. Perry, Josiah Perry's had all the points in this quarter. Off on the right side. Rebound goes to Godson Aida. Here comes Malcolm Price, right side. Does not get it to go, but he is fouled, and it'll be two free throws.
It is so tough, right, to recreate what St. Joseph is able to do in practice, right? You could watch film, you could have breakdown, tons of notes. But until you play them, it's just hard to replicate.
Paul, it feels like you got to, like, get your scout team whatever and have them play with tennis rackets to try to block shots, right? That's the best
or,
way.
Try to set up some open gyms, right, with some ex-college players, right? I mean, I'm being honest here.
Right.
I mean, you got to try to replicate the height, the speed, the strength. There's not a skinny guy out there for St. Joseph. Let's just put it that way.
Free throw's good. St. Joseph extends it to 48-21. Mdamambi in the corner to Harris, swinging around Anderson, but Price is right there in front of him. Handing it off to Perry now, who's dribbling on Morinini. Gets it over to Mdamambi, who swings it to Patton. Patton at the top of the arc, drives in left side. Off the glass, pretty shot from Dez Patton to finally end that drought for the Bears. Geronimo in this game now as he hands it to Malcolm Price. Over to Geronimo, inside to Aida. Aida's double team, drives up to right baseline, and he's fouled. I think Braden Harris maybe with a shove. It is. Braden Harris is second. 2:37 to go in this third quarter, 48-23 St. Joseph. Good inbound play.
Oh, wow.
A nice pass back and forth is Malcolm Price to Geronimo. Back to Price, who cut inside and laid it in on the right side. Anderson, ball flipped up to Perry. Back to Anderson, now to Patton. Patton, step back three-pointer, off on the left side. Harris fights for it. It looks like it's going to be off of him. And it'll go St. Joseph direction. Hard to find answers against this athletic St. Joseph squad. Buchanan has had struggles all night on the offensive end.
Nothing is easy.
Morinini over to Malcolm Price. Price over to the cross-court pass to Geronimo. Now inside to Aida. Aida with some space, spins left side on Harris. No good, but he gets two free throws. A little frustrated with himself, wanted to finish that one.
Strong move, power move. They just keep coming at you at waves. I feel, just kind of going back to last year and even the year before on this court, it was when Clovis North put on a master class. It's one of my games that I point to. It's one of my great memories. Just because Clovis North is going up against a team that looked like this, right? It looked like, the fourth or fifth ranked team in the state, which they were with Tunde's junior year. And Clovis North was outmanned, but the game plan that the coaching staff put in was executed perfectly. The following year, last year, St. Joseph was on a mission, right, to not lose again at Cellin Arena. I felt like they really played with purpose in that game last year, and they didn't take any possessions off. And they played with poise, but yet aggressive. And I'm just kind of seeing that again tonight in this one. Just not taking any possessions off. A lot of guys rotating in and out. Coaching staff, telling the players what to do defensively. They're executing at a high level, and that's why they're up 27.
Aida missed both free throws. Buchanan had a foul as Dez Patton was fouled, but now a deflection, and Morinini going to rise up with the one-hand slam on the right hand.
That was a big boy slam.
You don't expect that from Gunnar Morinini. But here it came. 52-23. Perry guarded by Price. Backs out now. Step back. Baseline jumper. Just difficult shots. No good. As Julius Price now getting it up to Malcolm. And Julius may have a cramp. He's hanging back in the backcourt. Malcolm Price flies ahead. And, yeah, Julius Price is sitting on the court, and he's got a foul. He's got a cramp in the right leg. Is that Cooper Steele helping him out?
I can't tell. Is it really Coop?
I think it's Coop. I think it's Cooper Steele. Maybe. I don't know. I can't tell.
No.
Anyways.
Have you ever had a cramp like that, Phil, in a game?
God, no.
No.
I'll tell you what.
Those suckers hurt.
I'll give you a story real quick as we wait for Julius Price to go through it. One of the gyms I played against in high school, Antioch High School, has one of the oldest gyms I've ever seen and had no AC unit. And I'm playing spring volleyball in the month of May in the Bay Area when it was about 98 degrees outside. And, Paul, we proudly did not have cramps because we consumed at least 4 mustard packets before the game to get that salt in our body and ready to roll.
Okay.
That's the secret. Mustard packets.
Mustard packets. I heard bananas as well.
And we beat Antioch 3-1.
There you go. Beat the pants off of them.
Beat the Panthers.
The Panthers.
Patriots topped the Panthers at Antioch High. That, I don't know if they've upgraded their gym. I haven't been back since. So I have no idea how Antioch High is looking. I know I had to play Pittsburgh. You know Pittsburgh. And they're spectacular teams up there. Those Pirates. Those Prices.
That's right. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, those Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, Central Beat.
He's kind of smiling right now coming off. He's like, man, I'm sorry to make a big scene out of here.
Julius Price is having a...
He's a little beat up.
He got the chin knocked out of him. The cramp is killing him. Oh, man. The guys will be razzing him later. Tom Mott's got a
wry smile.
Trying to keep the smile off his face. But he, with 1 minute, 7 to go, we're back in action. 52-23, St. Joseph lead. Buchanan in possession. Anderson. Kick out to Perry. Perry back out to Anderson. Anderson drive baseline foul as Elijah Ormond caught with the push.
I got a dad joke right now, Phil.
What do you got?
Right now, St. Joseph is priceless.
First time
tonight.
Sorry,
I had to do it. Yeah, no prices on the court.
No prices on the court. You can say a championship is priceless in terms of memories and...
He wants to be crampless. I got to keep an eye on him down over there. Yeah,
they're getting closer to that dream. Demamby cutting in, but he's fouled as his shot was under the rim. And St. Joseph not quite too happy with that call. It's Abdul Barre who gets called for the second foul on that shot. Demamby will shoot 2 free throws.
Hats off to the Buchanan student section. Still standing. Right, the band is still here.
Free throw good.
They're not giving up. Who's back in? Oh, can't say my dad joke anymore, Phil.
Price is right for Malcolm.
Yeah, come on. Now you're playing my game here.
Second free throw. No good off the back iron. 52-24, St. Joseph lead. They have possession. 10 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. Malcolm Price guarded by Perry. Buchanan's not giving up on effort here, at least in this third quarter.
They won't.
Malcolm Price looking for someone to pass it to. 2 of his teammates were there as Abdul Barre still fighting for the basketball. Geronimo, they're not on the same page. Now Barre gets it over to Malcolm Price. He's fouled on the jump shot as Josiah Perry got him on the arm. The 16.8 to go in this third quarter. Very second. Malcolm Price will add to his team-leading total. points, which we will know by the end of this third quarter as the lovely statisticians print us out those papers.
Pass them to the right.
They've been on the mark
all weekend
with those. Second free throw, good. 2 for 2 for Malcolm Price. Checking in is Jarrell Gintun for Malcolm Price. 54-24. As Buchanan dribbles up, Dez Patton into Harris. Harris hands it to Patton. Patton with some space left side, up and under. Block from behind, Abdul Barre. 5 seconds to go. Last chance shot. Geronimo kicks it to the corner. It's Gintun 3. No good. Teammates wanted it for him the first time he's been in the game. Did not fall, though. 54-24. St. Joseph rolling to another section title. Fourth quarter coming up next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Mionette's Pizza.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops, Selen Arena, one final quarter here on 1430 ESPN, 54-24. The score is St. Joseph is 8 minutes away from a championship, and we have a foul. And we check on who that is. Is it going to be number 10? Maverick Highland. And so, it wasn't a foul on Maverick Highland. It's Bernardo Geronimo. I flipped around on the court here. As now it's Harris who gets the inbound layup on the left side. Good to go. And Paul Malcolm Price with 30 and Selen Arena. Those are hard to come by in this arena.
Through three quarters.
Still in the basketball game. Morinini. Little step back two-pointer on the baseline, no good. Rebound offensively goes to Geronimo. Geronimo floats up with the shot, no good, as Demambi comes up with the basketball.
We got a blowout. Lost the shoe.
Demambi on its way, three-pointer, no good. Rebound goes to Sacre, and we have something going, yeah.
Shoegate.
Bernardo Geronimo lost the shoe, and the refs are going to give the courtesy to St. Joseph for him to get that flat tire fixed.
I do have an answer, Phil, that I asked Central Section historian Bob Barnett.
Yes.
The most points scored at Selen Arena in a championship game. It was actually Alex Vili for Clovis West in that phenomenal double overtime win against Bullard, I believe in 2022. I'll have to go back and check. He scored 42 in that one.
42.
That's when Shashere made that coast-to-coast layup at the buzzer to send it into the first overtime.
Wow.
One of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
Malcolm Price, three-pointer, no good on the front iron. Here comes Josiah Perry the other way to Patton in the corner, swinging it over to Harris at the top of the arc. Now he dribbles right side and heads on over, hands it to Patton. Patton floating in and blocked away. Abdul Barre was right there to defend the rim. Up the other way, alley-oop layup, no good to Sacre. Ball rebounds to Malcolm Price, and Malcolm Price lays it up for two on the baseline line on the left side. 56-26, St. Joseph holding that 30-point lead in this championship.
That's 32 for Malcolm, right?
32, so maybe 10 away, Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how long they stay in, of course, with this margin. Harris holding at the top of the arc, getting it over to Patton. Patton, pull-up jumper affected. It looked like it was blocked by Malcolm Price, but yeah, Tom Orlich not too happy about the out-of-bounds call. I thought it was affected and blocked, so.
Yeah, I guess he continued to push it.
So it goes to St. Joseph. St. Joseph with Julius Price. Coming between his legs. Long three-pointer, no good. And a rebound to Dez Patton. 5:37 to go in this game, and Patton throws it to no one. Who was at the baseline. Harris had no idea where it was. And frustration toward this Bears squad.
a timeout with 5:35 to go. We're going to take it with them, a full timeout. 56-26 St. Joseph on their way to a title next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCLE.
56-26 St. Joseph cruising to a championship with 5:35 to go in this D1 Central Section Boys Championship. An all-time performance from Malcolm Price in this basketball game. 32 points for him. Might be one of the higher marks we've seen this weekend in terms of scorers at Sellin Arena. Kick out, Morinini. Back inside is Ayita. Ayita getting it over to Julius Price, who was leaking inside, and he was fouled as his defender, I think Josiah Perry, went over his back.
He lost his Band-Aid. He's looking for it. He's like, where'd that thing go? Band-Aid. It's on the ground right there. See it? The baseline.
Oh, yeah, it's at the baseline.
He don't need no stinking Band-Aid.
I think he got the cut healed up itself.
Oh, no, now the ref's talking with him. Might be fine unless it bleeds.
See if he's still leaking.
Coming out. What do they call those? A butterfly Band-Aid, right?
Or yeah. The foul was Josiah Perry, his third.
The old 20-second rule, in effect.
I don't think you want to put on a Band-Aid that's been on the floor, Paul. The CDC coming to call you, huh?
Hazmat.
Free throw good as Julius Price gets a spare Band-Aid. You know that thing's coming off for the pictures.
Oh, of course.
Well, maybe you keep it on. You keep it on for proof of the toughness, Paul? No, you got to take it.
No.
Second one good. 58-26. St. Joe's leads with 5:12 to go. Cap off what has been a very exciting weekend. Some fun finishes. We'll recap it all in the post-game show. Paul Metters and I. Recapping a two-day event at Sellin Arena. Carter Finley with a quick hook shot. Does not go. Rebound, though, goes to him as Anderson, he kicked it out. Anderson can't get the up and under layup attempt on the right side. So here comes St. Joseph again. Price inside to Ayita. Ayita, double team. Finds Sacre. Sacre throws it up, but no. And he's fouled. Someone's fouled. I didn't think there was contact at Sacre underneath. Looked like Anderson committed his third foul. It actually was on Sacre. I guess he got him on the arm. Didn't look like many guys were near him, but seems like Anderson just got him. 4:35 to go. Free throw coming for Williams Sacre. No good. Maybe there's something Tom Mott will talk about is, hey, the free throws, guys, got to be better.
What are the stats telling us?
Well, 11 for 16, but that was another miss. I don't know. It's hard to parse the improvements of St. Joseph and what they did. I'm just trying to be critical, you know, just trying to find
something. Trying to find some holes in their game.
Coach Mott's got to find something, right? 0-for-2 trip, though, for Sacre, so there you go. All right, here comes Anderson getting it over to Harris. Back to Anderson. Anderson dribbling right side at the free throw line. Kick out Des Patton on the right side. Wing three, no good. And Ayita with the rebound. Ticking to 4 minutes to go in this basketball game. Gunnar Morinini getting it over to Malcolm Price, leading scorer tonight. Over to Sacre to Morinini, who's holding it by the superintendent logo. Gets it to Malcolm Price. Three-pointer on the right wing, no good. Rebound goes to Buchanan. Here comes Des Patton. Patton dribbling on the right side wing. Getting in, bounce pass inside Harris. Harris one-on-one. Floats in right side. Good. Off of the glass.
He's got some nice footwork. Worked on his game a lot over the years. Made a couple nice shots tonight.
Morinini flies in on the back cut. No good as he was denied by the rim. And here comes Buchanan. Anderson up ahead. Anderson handing it off. as Sweeney flies in. No good. Well off on the left-handed layup shot. Kind of a prayer. Here comes Morinini. Morinini floats in. Ooh. Up and under right hand, and it rolls off the rim. Patton the other way. Patton bounce pass. Sweeney, three-pointer. It rattles out. No good. Sacre with the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go as the Knights are starting to bring in their second unit here to the scorer's table. Malcolm Price inside to Julius Price. Turnaround, two-point shot. No good. Aida, offensive board. Pass back out. Morinini, no good. Rebound to Patton. Patton up ahead. Sweeney's on Morinini. Up ahead layup. No good. Good defense from Morinini with 2:33 to go. As Price will settle it down in the front court.
Yeah, Coach Mott tell him back up a little bit.
Over to Malcolm Price. Up ahead. Alley-oop! William Sacre coming from the corner and rises high to rattle the rim. Elevation, it's selling. As St. Joseph is ready to reach the mountaintop again. 2 minutes to go to Manby. Bounce pass, Sweeney, turnaround, hook shot, no good. Rebound, Aida. Price dribbling up. 1:40 to go, guarded by DeManby. Just trying to run some clock here. As gets it over to Malcolm Price. Inside, knocked away. Buchanan with the steal. We got a three-on-one opportunity. DeManby flying in. Bounce pass Patton, but now they're going to peel back. Set up on offense. DeManby, though, in the corner. Open three. We've been waiting to hit that shot all game. Luke DeManby. 60-31 with 1:15 to go. And we got a substitution timeout. As, I don't know. It's just going to be a full timeout with Coach Tom Mott. We'll stay right here with 1:14 to go. 60-31 in this D1 Boys Championship 32nd timeout. Paul, it is all but over here in this one as we get ready to recap it in the postgame show. We'll go through all the days and the lead up to it and maybe speculate on what we'll see in state tomorrow. Maybe give a little teaser to it, right? put us in, Coach. Huh?
Dang it. trying to get a pass for the ref. You're not giving it to me. I can handle it. All right. I see how it is.
Yeah, it'll be fun, huh? Paul, you excited about what you anticipate with the bracket release tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our central section teams obviously are going to be in the state bracket. And seems like the last 4 or 5 years we've had a couple teams that have made it all the way to Sacramento. Interesting to see where. Whoa! Hey, don't say that hit Price again, right? He's got the strained calf. He's got the bloody chin.
I don't think it did.
No. Okay.
Wild pass to teammates that weren't ready.
No.
I think they were chatting about something else on the bench there. We're aware. Anyways, but, Paul, we'll speculate with it all, and, of course, we'll know tomorrow, and we'll talk about it on my show Monday about what the state matchups will look like. Three straightaway, no good. Patton, runner.
Yeah, we'll know. We'll know this weekend. I think Sunday is when they come out.
The game's as early as Tuesday. And it's floating in. Geronimo inside. Barre. Putting it back, 62-31, ticking to 30 seconds to go. Patton over to Anderson. Bounce pass inside Harris. Harris looking to pass it, now puts it to the floor, back into Aida. Pass back out, Patton. Patton.
Harris.
Back to Harris, three-pointer on its way and good.
There you go, Braden.
As St. Joseph can just hold it now. That is back-to-back sound for the Knights. As the clock hits zero. And they, St. Joseph, your D1 Central Section champions in boys basketball.
Good
We'll take a break. We'll break it all down next on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back. A final in D1 boys basketball. St. Joseph puts a stamp on their dominance here with a win, 62-34. The win over Buchanan, and back-to-back's got to feel real nice for this St. Joseph Knight team, who is poised to make a run at Sacramento in the open division, certainly, and of these players, the Price brothers, who are setting up for some for some pictures and even autographs, Paul. After a performance like that, they are certainly deserving of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just one of the best guard tandems in the state of California that happened to be brothers. 32 points for Malcolm and 13 for Price. Believe it or not, those are the only double-digit scores for St. Joseph in this one. But, yeah, you know, Malcolm almost outscored Buchanan by himself, 34-32.
Right. That's insane to think about, almost, the concept of that, right? And, Paul, when you score 30-plus points in Celent Arena, that's got to be something special in terms of the performance. We were kind of going over statistical comparisons to stuff like that. And Paul, those are performances that you can say you saw. And it's scary to think that this guy's only going to be a senior next year.
Yeah.
Malcolm Price in terms of it. But certainly our star of the game, I would imagine, for us here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was on fire, 30 points through three quarters. Doing a little bit of everything, inside, outside, hit 5 threes, 7 of 8 free throws, 10 of 19 overall from the field. Steal thrown in there, 6 rebounds. Yeah, now they're going up. Getting interviewed by our guy, Kevin Miller, going to mention him. Done a fantastic job through all six games today, 6 yesterday, but it's a really good basketball team, right? They're ranked number 4 in the state for a reason. They're going to challenge some teams in SoCal this year. They put on a show tonight.
Certainly put on a show. 62-34, the final. And congrats to Malcolm Price, our Valley Athletics star of the game. And as we think about all the things that are coming next for a lot of these teams, the teams that won, some teams that are been participating this weekend, state playoffs coming up next now, and certainly a lot on the minds for a lot of these teams moving forward. The journey not done. The quest to get to Sacramento is certainly on the minds. And Paul, if it didn't get real after Celent Arena, it gets real now with the state playoffs. And it's going to be a fun one to watch over the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, state playoffs are a lot of fun, especially get some of these local teams that have home games on Tuesday. And one of the fun things, too, Phil, about state playoffs is we could kind of be impartial, right? You know, you and I, we broadcast games, and we do our gosh darn best to stay neutral, and I think we do a really good job at it. But when state playoffs happen, we're rooting Central Valley, and other Central Valley teams are rooting for their own as well. So it's a different beast, and you can lose in the championship game at Celent and still make a nice run in state playoffs. We've seen that many, many times, numerous times, and Carruthers is the best example. They haven't won a Valley Championship Central Section title in the last 2 years, but they've won state, right? So there's a good example. So we're excited for the next phase of high school basketball.
Paul, as we recap this weekend and put 2026 Celent Arena in the books, what's going to stand out to you about these last 2 days and what we've seen in basketball in the Central Section? What are the memories you're going to remember about this weekend?
Well, first of all, you know, we talked about it with Vaughn Webb. We may not have all these Division I basketball players, you know, like SoCal and NorCal, but we love our basketball here in the Central Valley. When you come to an event like this, it's a mini reunion. You see people that you haven't seen in a while and catch up, and you hug them. You say, hey, what's going on? How you doing? And And that's one of the great things. And you get to showcase all the teams in the Valley, right? I mean, just look at Rossi. What a great story those guys were this year. Coach Jeremy Gomez, 3 years ago, when he took over the program, you know what he did, Phil? He wrote the word Selland in their initial meeting. Selland. That was the goal.
Wow.
Only one player knew what that meant. He's like, oh, is that the place where they played the championship games? He's like, yeah, that's a goal for us. And then 3 years later, they win it. Right?
Wow.
It's those stories that you love about the Central Valley. It's the narratives. And, you know, that's one of the things that always sticks out, Phil. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Think about Santa Maria when they lost late to Kalinga. Guys were crying on the bench, right? The coaches were hugging them and consoling them. It's everything. The gamut of emotions. It's all encompassing. It's my favorite 2-day event anywhere, and that's one of the main reasons is the people that you're hanging out with. Guys like you, even right, being on air for 4 games. It's seeing coaches. It's seeing people that work, the volunteers right now that are tearing down all the stuff here at Sound Arena. Anyway, it's kind of my long-winded answer to your question of just everything. Everything about it is great.
Well, Paul, we crown champions. We have now a higher goal left for a lot of these schools, and we cannot wait to follow their journey. And Selland Arena has come and gone. The road to Selland is all roads lead are to victors here. And 12 new champions crowned all weekend long here in the Central Section. Those memories made and will last for quite some time. All right, Paul.
Is this our send-off for basketball?
This is our send-off for basketball, our swan song. Is that what they call it? I don't know. But, of course, we got more sports to talk about. And, Paul, appreciate you on the season. It was a lot of fun. We had remarkable games. Some really crazy ones at the end there. Really great season in 2025-26 for high school hoops.
Now you picked some good ones, Phil. And, you know, as we sign up for the basketball season, I certainly don't take this for granted, right? It's 1430 is an amazing job dialing it in with the Central Valley, showcasing and highlighting the wonderful student athletes that we have and the coaches and the programs. And it's a blessing. And I think our people, they get it, right? The parents that we, the feedback that we hear from the athletic directors, principals, and, you know, I mean, where else can, you know, a grandma or grandpa lives in a different state, listen to a broadcast and hear their grandson or granddaughter, hear them on the radio, right? Hear their names out there. It's 1430. Has done an exceptional job of just showcasing all the good stuff that's happening in the Central Valley, and I certainly don't take it for granted. I don't think the people out there do either. It's a blessing for sure.
Well, time to take a 24-hour nap tomorrow and get back to work Monday in whatever we are going to be talking about in the world of sports. So much to cover, so much to get to, and Paul, you're an integral part with the Central Valley Sports Report, and I'm sure you'll be back with some great guests next Saturday as well. So
thank you. One last thing.
Yeah.
One last thing. And Ryan Toss did a good job coming on the air yesterday, just singing the praises of everybody that it takes to put this event on. You know, all the volunteers that we see, the cleanup crew. I mean, I see Matt Shazino cleaning up. I mean, he's worked for the CIF office. So it takes a community to put something like this together. And so shout out to everybody, the hospitality room, the people from CIF office that make everything, and Fresno County Office of Ed as well, just make everything welcoming and putting on one of the best events in the state of California.
Absolutely. Well said, Paul. And it's going to be it's going to be a long wait till next year, but it's going to be a good one. So, Paul, appreciate it. Great job on the podcast, and we'll see you next time, huh?
Well, great job by you.
Great job by you. For Paul Matters, for Jorge in the studio, for Joe, shooting all the highlights as well. You want to follow us on social media. You're going to see some great stuff as well there. So, I'm Phil Benatti, signing off from Selland Arena, your final in the D1 Boys Championship. St. Joseph, a champion, back-to-back winners over Buchanan. The final score, 62-34.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.